Today, we are discussing the paper by Dr. Jun Sugawara and colleagues, Effects of Endothelin-Related Gene Polymorphisms and Aerobic Exercise Habit on Age-Related Arterial Stiffening, a 10-year longitudinal study in the Journal of Applied Physiology. We have Dr. Jun Sugawara representing the authors and Dr. Megan Wenner as an expert, both taking part today. My name is Lacey Alexander, and I am the associate editor who handled peer review, and I will moderate the discussion. Dr. Sugawara, please briefly tell us what was the hypothesis being tested in the paper, how you went about testing it, and what you found that was not previously known.
Age-related arterial stiffening is a well-known strong cardiovascular disease risk, but there is large individual variation. Therefore, shedding light on the mechanism responsible for divergent arterial stiffening with age is important. Accordingly, we determine the contribution of polymorphism and endothelin-related genes and regular physical activity to age-related arterial stiffening during the 10-year observation period. Among 92 volunteers, a decadal change in bronchial ankle pathway velocity, an index of arterial stiffness, synapse of endothelin A and B receptors, and aerobic physical activity level were evaluated. Two main findings. First, the combination of TC or CC genotype at endothelin A receptor and GG genotype at endothelin B receptor was associated with 2.4 times greater extent of decadal arterial stiffening than no genetic risk. Second, more importantly, aerobically active individuals who engaged in more than 15 meters hour per week exhibited substantially smaller decadal increase, only 5% per decade, compared with others, about 13% per decade. It's after adjustment by confounding factors such as age and endothelin-related genetic risk. Taken together, endothelin-related gene polymorphism may be associated with individual difference in arterial aging, but regular aerobic physical activity can mitigate age-related arterial stiffening, even in people with endothelin-related genetic risk. This finding provided valuable information to establish the preventive strategy for cardiovascular disease.
Thank you, Dr. Sugawara. Dr. Wenner, you're an expert in the mechanisms by which endothelin moderates vascular function with age and sex hormones. What is your take on the paper?
It's been demonstrated through a number of cross-sectional studies that arterial stiffness increases with age, but it's challenging to study individual arterial aging and what factors contribute to this age-related increase in stiffness or why some people have a greater increase in stiffness compared to others. I commend Dr. Sugawara and his colleagues on an outstanding study that spanned 10 years and included almost 100 participants. This is no easy task. This is the first longitudinal study to quantify changes in arterial stiffness related to endothelin gene polymorphisms. One of the major strengths of the paper is this large sample size and longitudinal nature. In today's age of precision medicine, it's important to understand individual factors that can impact a person's risk of disease. And this study demonstrates that endothelin-related gene polymorphisms contribute to age-related changes in stiffness. More importantly, it reinforces the benefits of engaging in regular aerobic exercise. So despite having a genetic predisposition of stiffness based on these endothelin genes, the findings from this paper indicate that exercise can overcome some of these genetic factors. It's also important to note that about 50% of the participants in their study were women, since there are sex differences not only in the endothelin system, but also in cardiovascular disease rate. Although the current study was not powered to examine sex differences, these findings lay the groundwork to further explore whether these specific endothelin genetic polymorphisms contribute to differences in cardiovascular disease prevalence between men and women throughout the lifespan.
Thank you, Dr. Wenner, for your insightful comments. Dr. Sugawara, do you have any responses to Dr. Wenner's comment?
I agree. I think the sex difference is one of the most important topics in this field, but unfortunately, we couldn't shed light on that because of the underpower.
So, Dr. Sugawara, this is a unique longitudinal study, as Dr. Wenner alluded to. And in hindsight, are there any additional measurements that you would have liked to obtain?
Endothelial function by flow-mediated Bayes variation technique would be insightful. However, it's difficult to secure the high reproducibility. With this regard, brachial angle pathway velocity we use this study can provide excellent reproducibility because of a procedure only lapping blood pressure curve on arms and ankles. This can minimize the investigation-driven measurement error.
Excellent. Thank you. You also found that despite negative consequences of certain endothelin-related gene polymorphisms, that the effects of exercise were independent in terms of independent benefits on arterial stiffening. How do you think these findings help support policy recommendations for exercise and physical activity from agencies like the American College of Sports Medicine?
We could show that those response relations about aerobic physical activity and other de-stiffening. In this study, threshold of aerobic physical activity volume was 15 meters hour per week. This is likely comparable to the content for promoting and maintaining heart health recommended by the ACSM and the American Heart Association. This result of our current study partly support the prevailing evidence that regular aerobic exercise contributes to a lower incidence of cardiovascular disease by minimizing age-related artery stiffening.
Dr. Weiner, do you have any comments?
Yes. With regards to the ACSM or AHA recommendations, we often think of 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week for the minimum recommendations for engaging in aerobic exercise. So, Dr. Sugawara, what does the 15 METs hour per week translate to approximately?
We divided three groups based on the distribution of the subject's physical activity. Less than 5 to 15, and more than 15 METs hour per week. So the half of subjects is less than 5 METs, and the high group only that's about 20%. So ACS same recommended moderate activity, which is 3 to 6 METs. So roughly 1 hour walking or 30 minutes jogging 5 days per week. So the minimum intensity and the duration might be short to offset these age-related increase in stiffness. Categorize each subject reliably.
That's very interesting. Dr. Sugawara, do your findings highlight the need for both men and women to be exercising throughout lifetime, and then particularly for women to be exercising throughout the menopausal transition?
Again, we finding don't highlight the sex difference because of the lack of the statistical power. However, in this context, we previously reported plasma and serum 1 concentration increase with aging in women, and the regular aerobic exercise training lowers plasma and serum 1 concentration in previously sedentary postmenopausal women. We also demonstrated that reduced and serum 1 attribute to the increase in central artery compliance or decreased artery stiffness with regular aerobic exercise training. Furthermore, the estrogen deficiency per se elevated artery stiffness. Taken together, habitual aerobic exercise is important for postmenopausal women from the standpoint of prevention of artery stiffening.
Right, and we know that there are many benefits of engaging in regular aerobic exercise for both men and women. However, more research is needed to understand why some of the exercise-associated benefits don't always seem to occur in postmenopausal women. So, for example, Dr. Carrie Moreau has done some outstanding work in this area, showing that the beneficial vascular adaptations in endothelial function, for example, from exercise, are not apparent in postmenopausal women unless estrogen is present.
Oh, that's right. However, several studies from Dr. Doug Shi's lab, including the Carrie's study, suggesting that regular aerobic exercise training restored artery stiffness in postmenopausal women. So, there's such population, aerobic exercise training induced artery de-stiffening could not be explained merely by the improved endothelial function.
Well, this is an extremely fascinating area of research, and I think a major contribution, Dr. Sugawara, to the literature from this study. I wonder, what further studies do you think are necessary to now move on from where we are?
To expand the notion of this study, we'd like to study the tech specificity by the large sample size study.
Dr. Winner, what do you think?
Yeah, I think this is a very exciting area of research, and I think it's very possible that the endothelin system could explain in part why postmenopausal women maybe don't always necessarily have some beneficial adaptations for exercise as men do. So I'm excited to see more work come out of Dr. Sugawara's lab.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining me today and congratulate Dr. Sugawara on an excellent paper in the Journal of Applied Physiology.